All right. There's a whole bunch of nakedness going on in Florida this week. And trust me, I've got plenty of it to share. Take a hit and hang on. Joe and Anthony will be with you in about 7.5 minutes.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's
time to get high.
Time to get high and have another fun Monday night with your friend.
Who?
Me and you, of course.
Hi, how you doing? Hey everyone, it's Anthony from Tampa. You know, I'm just like flaking here. I'm not even paying attention to the fact that we're doing an opening script or anything. I'm just kind of here.
Well, hey everybody, I totally get it. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My Betolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast.
And you're listening to
Chiampa.
Episode 25. Between the Holidays Sucks, Man. For Monday, December 7th, 2015. And now for the weather. Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those tampons?
Oh, hey, Betty. The weather's doing pretty good here. As soon as it comes up on my magical screen here, we'll,
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah. I am always looking to upgrade, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't, Betty. What do you mean by that?
Oh, she did some funky things with her station and title announcements tonight. So
I kind of noticed that. She sounded a little congested. I didn't know if she had a cold or something.
Yeah, it is pretty cold and damp.
Okay, well, let me get to the Chicago or the Tampa weather, and then we'll do the Chicago weather. Right now, it is mostly cloudy. And it is 70 degrees. Humidity is at 55% with a light 8-mile-an-hour wind out of the north. Dew point is 53. For tonight, tampons can expect a mostly clear sky with a low around 55. Wow, really? It's dropping down to 55 tonight. How about that? Northeast wind 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny with a high near 76. It was chilly today. High near 76, some more light winds from the northeast. And tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low around 58 with a northeast wind of 6 to 8 miles an hour. And that concludes your current Tampa weather.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, hey, folks. It's Joe in the Chiampa Chicago studios. And, you know, I really should be reading from the script myself.
Scripts are fun.
Yeah, aren't they? But anyways, folks, in Chicago, it has been really... Thank you. it's been a weekend, folks. The weather has not helped at all. It's been
really
very, very foggy. Right now, we're experiencing fog and mist. It's currently 38. Humidity is at 86% with winds south at 12 miles per hour. The visibility right now is only 2.5 miles.
Uh-oh. You're on hold. No, we can't hear you at all. You're on hold. Okay, I have to terminate this. I have to abort the mission. Aborting the mission. Come back. All right. Well, at this time, your Chicago weather is not going anywhere. We're trying to bring Chip back on the line, and that does not seem to have worked out so well. All right, let's try this again. All right. There we go. We're gonna access the database here in case we. Oh, there you are. Are you back? That was a very bad idea. That will not be attempted again.
Well, you connected and I saw you and I thought, okay, everything is fine. And then all of a sudden, you hung up.
Yeah, because you put me on hold, and we couldn't hear you. It did not initiate a three-way call. You put us on hold.
I just answered. So anyways, folks, the last week's poll was, did you participate in any Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals? This one was an open post on our blog at triampa.info. I don't think anybody's left a comment or anything. I don't think anybody's listening, so we're going to keep it up there for it.
How many downloads do we have on the A-Info's project?
We'll take a peek. Do we have statistics music?
Maybe. Hold on. Let me find something. Oh, fuck it.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks. It's your lovable stoner Joe here with a report of our last episode getting 6 downloads. Can you believe that?
Wow! Wow! Good, fantastic.
6 downloads.
At least the viewer base hasn't diminished.
23 Skidoo was 3 downloads. Underweather was 4 downloads.
All right.
I am down to White Wine was 4 downloads.
Okay. Good.
The Vacation episode was 5 downloads.
Oh, I see.
You know, it was the holidays too, because Columbus Ain't My Hero that got 6 downloads as well. So. You know, the holidays and all the recent things that have been going on in this world have just been fucking stupid. I'm sick of it. I really am.
No, I agree totally.
So, I agree. And that concludes that breaking news report there.
Okay, hold on.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
All right, so we're going to try an experiment here in the studio.
Okay.
You are going to answer this incoming call. It will be coming from the tablet device, the device of tablets.
Gotcha.
You do not conference, just answer the call.
So I have 3 options. I have the camera icon, I have the phone icon, or I can hang up on you, or I can add to group call.
Do not add to group call. Do the camera.
Ladies and gentlemen, I clicked the camera icon.
Okay. Let's see how this...
Now I see green leaves in the Skype window, which is kind of appropriate because I just accessed the database. So now I do see an image of our other lovable host, Anthony.
All right. Yeah, you don't come through.
However, I don't hear Anthony. So
you don't hear me. I see.
There is that situation.
I see. That is a bit of an issue. How is this? Yeah. Is this any better?
So, folks,
can you hear me?
Anthony,
can you hear me now?
Telling
can you
about
hear me?
Something that's going on right now
can
that
hear
I
me?
Can't hear.
Okay.
About.
Okay. I see.
This is, you know, one of the fun things about podcasting is you can use fun technical glitches. And try as you might.
Fun technical glitches.
Sometimes they happen.
Where did the microphone
go?
Hold on. Let's trace this back here. Hold on.
Folks,
Oh, I see what happened. Wait. Hold on. Oh, wait. No. Oh. That was problematic. Just a moment, please.
Powder Puff Pituitary.
Can you hear me now?
No, I do not hear you, Anthony. I could see you saying to me, do you hear me? But I couldn't hear you. This is really confounding me.
Can you hear me?
Is it something on my end?
Can you hear me?
Am testing. I still on a call with the other...
Testing 1, 2. Can you hear
sign
me?
Sign in. Yeah, I can't hear you.
Oh, wait. I have options. I have headset, earpiece. How does earpiece work? Does that work? No. Headset. Okay. I try to mute, and I try to unmute. This has become quite a predicament, folks. You hang up. Yes, you hang up. Now you want me to text. I'm trying to put things back together. Hold on a moment. This experiment has gone horribly wrong, by the way. All right. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear anything? Anything at all? If you can hear anything, throw your hands up in the air. Like, you just don't care. All right, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Okay. Uno momento, por favor. No.
He's experiencing
I think that's correct. Okay. All right, you hang up. Go to the other call. Okay. All right. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Is experiencing technical difficulties. We will be with you shortly. Yes, I can.
So you can hear me now.
I can hear you now, sir.
And we can hear you. Okay, that was a bad experiment. Well, we can try the join option if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll try that now. And this entire show is now up to our technical. We haven't had a technical difficulty show in a while, so it's about time.
Okay, so here we are. We're in a joint call. Now there's an exclamation triangle in your other window.
Okay.
But I can still hear you, and I'm assuming folks can still hear me.
Yeah, and we're getting some blowback here. From the tablet. Apparently I cannot totally mute the output of the tablet. It is being difficult. And yet I can't see. And you can't see me, can you, on the tablet?
No. All for right. some reason I'm not getting your... And I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Yeah. Okay. So this experiment has also failed. Which I then just let me hang up the tablet, maybe, and call. Okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't totally mute it for some reason, and I don't know why. So I was hearing it. I don't know if you heard it in the background, but it was echoing out.
No. How about turning the volume down?
It only went so far. It wouldn't let me turn it down all the way. But then we have the issue, we had no video anyway.
Could you plug headphones into it?
I could do that, but I don't know. We don't know if the video will work, but we'll
oh, yeah. See. What was the video issue?
I don't know. It didn't give me the option to not send video. It just... Hold on. Don't answer that. No. There we go. Let's try this. All right. This may work. No, see, I don't know why you can't do the video call on Skype thingy. That's so odd. Skype is a pain in the royal ass.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We'll need to get, maybe we'll have a Kickstarter fund, or a GoMe or GoFundMe or whatever thingy. So that we can get new video cameras for both studios.
That would be wonderful. That would be absolutely wonderful.
Writing that down, ladies and gentlemen, in my program notes file here. I don't know if Anthony can see this, but...
I can see you. You have a program notes file?
Well, I just created one on a legal sized piece of paper. I figured it'd be appropriate to
write some
notes and take notes of things.
I think that's a good idea. That's a lovely idea.
One of the things is having a GoFundMe. And folks, you know what? If you have a suggestion, you can reach us multitudes of ways.
Many ways.
Call us at 3327-8566. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming at some point in time, folks will be able to Skype in at Cheyampa Radio. And well, that's interesting. Your video has changed.
Where did my video change to?
Hello.
Hi.
So.
Whoopsie.
But there's a multitude of ways, and I have news, by the way.
Hold on. I'm gonna try one other thing here.
See, it says now answering this call will put your active call on hold.
Really?
So we'll go into that other nonsense. Should I try calling you?
Don't go into the call. We'll continue. We'll just continue. I have a feeling it's the
and
webcam
now
thing.
For the news.
Like the video thing. It seems to only want to do one video feed at a time.
Why, yes, Anthony. Indeed, I do. Oh, shit, folks. It's been a wreck.
Long day.
Yeah. So, folks, good evening from the Cheyampa Chicago studios. Here's the latest. Oh, am I supposed to play something?
Do you want me to throw some stuff on in the background?
No, I think I can do this.
Okay, all right.
There we go. So, you know what? I just chose this music because it just seemed to be the most appropriate at the time. But listen, folks, three surprising industries that would benefit if marijuana was freaking realized. And this is from themotleyfool.com. Retail shop owners and bud tenders wouldn't be the only beneficiaries if marijuana becomes legal. Here are three surprising industries set to benefit from a green boom if the federal government changes its tune. First one is banking. So, like right now, federal rules and laws state working with cannabis is essentially a no-no. But if rules were lifted, the ever-growing cannabis industry would provide plenty of working capital that could very well give banks another source of revenue. Of course, we would like to think this would go towards growing interest rates. Why did it just stop?
What just stopped?
That was very strange. So anyways, you know, growing interest rates for its customers, but we doubt it. Okay, the next one is tourism. You know, we've all heard the popularity of Amsterdam. And
yes, we have.
Here in the United States, we've got Colorado and Oregon opening doors to legal marijuana. But another surprising beneficiary, although to a lesser degree, could be companies that benefit from an increase in tourism. So, like restaurants and that kind of thing. Now, they use Uruguay as a model. There are strict rules in place as to how much a customer can buy monthly. If you're a tourist in Uruguay, you're not allowed to buy the marijuana. But see, here in the United States, if we continue to legalize it, we would encourage a huge boom in tourism.
Oh, I would imagine.
According to Hotels.com via NBC News, on a year over year basis from 2013 into 2014, there was a 73% increase in hotel room demand during Denver's 420 festivities.
Interesting.
Now, that's pretty good for, 420, which is great. It's a nice numbered holiday, but, you know, most normal, boring places, what does it mean? Nothing.
No, it really doesn't mean much of anything.
Denver.
It's true.
It's a boon, and it's actually giving money to places that sell you hotel rooms.
Well, hotel rooms, restaurants, taxi services, entertainment services, small businesses.
Yes. sex stores.
Those two.
Huh.
They have those in Denver?
I'm sure they do.
It's true.
Too bad we couldn't just dial a random Denverite and ask.
I do not feel that adventurous this evening.
So the third industry is staffing agencies, believe it or not.
Okay.
Consider what a legal marijuana industry could do for this jobs market. According to a report from the Marijuana Industry Group, Colorado's burgeoning marijuana industry has created 10,000 jobs, including between 1,000 and 2,000 that joined the workforce between January 2014 and May 2015. You know, not every state has the market potential or size of Colorado, but extrapolated out the employment numbers, it could be enormous. So there you have it.
That does sound about right. I mean, you know, you could definitely see a good uptick with that. It's a good point.
Yep. So, okay, now we're going to play Fluffing a Duck.
Ooh.
So here's one of our nakedness stories that I've got this evening.
Oh, I didn't know you had a nakedness story.
So thieves stripped to boxers, and they tried to hide in a pool to blend in with everybody, according to police. So San Leandro police arrested two men on suspicious of...
Are you going to be okay there?
Yes. They were suspicious of stealing iPads and then jumping into a popular Oakland, California recreational pool in only their boxers to try to avoid capture. But residents nearby and swimmers all thought the scene was pretty odd and helped lead police to their arrest. So it's very, very rare, Lieutenant Robert McManus said. It's the first of its kind with somebody stripping down into their boxing shorts, trying to blend in the crowd in a swimming pool. But
it's
here's
kind of
the
ingenious
catch.
In its own little way, though.
Here's the catch.
Yeah.
They were the only two adult males in that crowd. The rest were teenagers.
Yeah, they would stick out like a sore thumb.
So detectives now believe that the men are also responsible for similar thefts throughout the East Bay, including one at a San Leandro Radio Shack store on Monday.
Oh, there's a Radio Shack store still there?
Oh, yeah. I saw one today, as a matter of fact, in downtown.
We're down to two in Tampa.
Wow.
Yep, just two.
He did not identify them or release their photos to allow other Bay agencies to investigate their cases. So on Wednesday, about 1:30 p.m., a plainclothes detective was in parking lot at the Westgate Shopping Mall on Davis Street when he saw a white Cadillac Eldorado driving through the parking lot with three men inside who all appeared to be acting suspiciously. So McManus said the detective watched as the Cadillac, registered to an address in the peninsula, backed into a parking stall and stopped. The driver and the front passenger got out of the car and walked towards the Verizon store. So out of the detective's view, leaving the third passenger in the car. Minutes later, the detective saw the driver and passenger sprinting back to the Cadillac as they were being chased by a Verizon employee. And I've got a story for you on this one too for later.
Okay.
They got into the car and fled through the parking lot, smashing into an Enterprise box truck, driving over cement medians.
Sweet.
Yes, the detective radioed to other officers, began to follow the Cadillac as it sped out of the parking lot, running through two red lights, heading north on Interstate 880 at Davis Street. More police arrived, but eventually they just found the empty Cadillac and somewhere blah, 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 a few blocks later. So neighbors told police that they saw the suspects running towards the Brookfield Recreation Center in the 9100 block of Edith Avenue. Now, others directed the officers into the building, which had teens and seniors inside. There, once again, they found that the men had tried to pose as swimmers. They took off their clothes and slipped into the pool wearing only boxer shorts. So these detectives recognized the two men from civilian surveillance footage from a similar burglary.
Yes,
I got burgers on my mind.
You got burgers? That burger sound good.
that occurred at the Radio Shack Burger Store located at 1359 Washington Avenue. So, like, more high-end electronic items were stolen. They found iPads and iPhones and keys to a Cadillac and clothing and, God, all kinds of crap. They just were crazy. So, the third man who remained in the car during the theft fled has not been found.
Hmm.
I bet he was down at the bottom of the pool.
Probably.
So, a man named Bud Weiser.
You know, this story was going around for quite a while, especially around the interwebs here, because it was here in Tampa, wasn't it? Or close to Tampa?
Well, no, this was in St. Louis.
Oh, well, I saw a lot of it this week. We all thought it was bullshit.
So, you know, unfortunately, as always, research reveals very little into why Bud was in the secure area of the brewery. You know, he was probably just having a good old time.
I would imagine so. I mean, maybe he thought he owned the place. It has his name on it.
He was like, hey, this place is mine. Maybe he was dumb, deaf, and mute.
Was he dumb, deaf, and mute?
And he was on a tour. He got lost. And somehow he slipped into a secure area. You know, because they offer tours.
Is he really dumb, deaf, and mute?
He could have been.
Oh. So he really wasn't.
We don't know this. We're making the news.
We're making the news. We're just going to speculate.
This is episode 25. We can do whatever the fuck we want, folks.
All right, there you go. That's your title.
Okay, let's just cancel that story altogether. This next story is...
Why? What happened? What happened to the Budwa? Oh, this wasn't a terrorist threat or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got 3 minutes. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Where's the file? So, Florida.
Dude, you got to stop stealing my headlines.
Florida DUI expert was charged.
You have the whole other DUI. Rest of the planet. You can take news from anywhere else in the fucking planet. Just don't take it from Florida.
This is from United Press International, UPI.com, by Daniel Ruria. So this is out of Sarasota, Florida.
Lovely place.
A Florida lawyer known for his work with DUI defendants was arrested on charges of speeding and driving under the influence.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. 59-year-old Tom Hudson. He's an author. He's an author. But he's an author of this book called The Drinker's Guide to Driving. The Secrets of DUI from one of America's top DUI lawyers. So he was pulled over after being caught speeding in Sarasota.
Nice. He's
driving 15 miles over the speed limit.
Ooh.
And he was like weaving, kind of in and out.
Yeah, most drunk people driving that fast tend to weave as well. Anyone moving
across the lines.
Oh, well, at least while he was only at 15 miles an hour above. Yeah. Given another 5, he would have been crossing the lines.
However, when he was pulled over and taken in, they did a drug test, and they found out that his alcohol was above the legal limit at 0.12. So he was drunk.
He was pretty fucked up.
Yep. So officers Chuck Flint and Jimmy Adams. I want to meet those guys. They sound hot. Don't you think?
What were the names?
Chuck Flint and Jimmy Adams.
Yeah, those seem a little odd. Kind of.
Well,
like,
they
instantly
recognized Hudson and described his speech as slow and soft-spoken. So, you know, this is all in, like, crazy stark contrast to the defendant's normal behavior and demeanor, Flint said. Hudson admitted to having a drink at a local bar. Mm-hmm. And, well, he was arrested after refusing to participate in field sobriety tests.
Hmm.
Once in police custody, he agreed to that breath and blood tests, which showed his alcohol level above the legal limit of 0.08.
That's pretty
Hudson
impressive.
Hudson told the Sarasota Herald Tribune that the experience of being subjected to these tests, which he had himself challenged in court, made it easier for him to sympathize with his clients. Well, good for you, sir. You
Well, of course you can sympathize with his clients. He's also a drunk.
Right, and you did a field test. We gotcha. I wonder how many field tests you've done. I can tell you this. It's been an eye-opening experience to see what my clients have been going through for the past 15 years, he said. Yeah, well, folks, I've got my own little story, which I'll share either now or after the break. I don't know. How much time do we got?
6 seconds.
You know what? That's your news, folks. That is your news.
We've been kind of loose with the time tonight. All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe. That was absolutely fantastic. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. You can also Skype us at chiampa.radio. And you can visit us at facebook.chiampa.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, please feel free to leave us a voicemail. We'll play your message on the air. We're going to take care of some business. Stay tuned for all sorts of fun ditties, shit like that. Planet Nancy. Oh, and Joe's retro commercials again. I did get a chance to slip some fresh commercials in there. And more during the break. So hang tight, and we'll be back about insert minutes here. And did you do that to me? Or was that mine?
No, I did that because sometimes it changes.
It does. It changes all the time. So according to the cart, it looks like it's going to be 8 minutes and 28 seconds. So we will be with you and all that fun stuff.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The first time I went to Haiti, I organized myself into a situation in the countryside where nobody spoke English. It seemed straightforward enough. Somehow, I must have been thinking that after a week or two of immersion, I would turn into a chatterbox. I remember sitting with a pen and a notebook at the table in my tiny room at night and trying not to write the same pouty sentence again in the candlelight. I see what they mean when they say that when you travel, what you really learn is about yourself. I was pouting because the only thing I seemed to be learning was that I was weak and small. I didn't like finding out that my primary tool for making sense of the world was talking about it a lot. And I didn't like finding that out by being stripped of language in a strange place. By the time I went home, I wasn't sure there was anything inside myself at all. I think I kept going back to Haiti to prove to myself that wasn't true. I didn't have an easy time learning to talk, because I never knew what to say. No matter what group of people I was in, it wasn't long before I'd hear the dreaded accusation, "Ou pas parler." You're not talking. With all eyes upon me, I really didn't know what to say. I hated being put on the spot like that so much I started avoiding situations where it might happen. That got me a reputation. Nancy pare menshita kai moon. Nancy doesn't like sitting around at people's houses. Sitting around with people. Take that as lesson number one. Your presence is a gift that you can offer or withhold. Drain the ego from that statement and you realize that the presence of others is a gift you can accept or reject. Withdrawing because you're confused and uncomfortable is stingy. Being confused and uncomfortable in front of everyone is generous. Then I figured out lesson number two. You do so have something to say in every conversation. State the obvious. The sun is hot. School's out. Everybody's sitting around. Restate the obvious. The sun is hot. School's out. Everybody's sitting around. You don't have to be a chatterbox to give what you have, and that's what makes you belong. Once I could say more things, I had to learn what not to say, how to talk without divulging any information that wasn't my own. Where are you headed? Up the road a piece. Who gave you that hat? A friend. Once, when I told a funny story about how someone tried to fleece me in the market, I knew better than to say who the person was. What were they selling? My friend asked. I checked myself just before the word mangoes came out. Oh, something. She caught the hesitation and praised me. You're turning Haitian, she said. I learned to get a fix of my chatterbox self by going out on the road on market day. Heading towards the market, I'd greet every woman who passed me going the other way and say, "Oh, are you leaving the market?" They would smile, surprised that a white stranger, who might as well be extraterrestrial, knew how to talk. "Yes," they'd answer, and ask me if I was headed to the market. "Oh, yes," I would say, and then we'd be past each other. 20 more steps, and a new person to greet. All the way there, all the way home. It's that easy to turn into a bird who can chirp with everyone. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Keep up with all my jazz. So don't I do what I don't I do. Simon says go longer and faster. And when you do, you'll be the master.
You did I do what I did I do.
Simon, the Do What I Do computer game from MB Electronics.
Now, it's here. The excitement, the adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's. Twin rings, phase together. For two crunches in every double O. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
Take over Castle Grayskull. By the power of Grayskull!
What happens next? You can find out on the new He-Man Cups at Burger King. There's a different He-Man comic strip cup every week till October 14th when you buy a Burger King meal pack.
At Burger King!
The Burger King meal pack is filled with a juicy hamburger or cheeseburger, regular fries, and a soft drink.
Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Joe Wisdom here. There are so many times during the day that you've got all that time in the world to check your Facebook. You check it while you're going up the stairs. You're checking it while you're at the donut shop. You're checking it at the Starbucks. You're checking it while you're working. Much to the chagrin of your boss, of course. You're checking Facebook and Twitter and Instagram everywhere. But one day, you're gonna check it, and you're gonna get hit by a bus. This is Joe Wisdom reminding you to pay attention everywhere you go. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Leave us your name and your wisdom. and let us know if we can broadcast it on air.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hey, that button is me. God damn it, quit tickling me, Mr. White. You're always messing with my inventory. Anyway, back to Joe and Anthony while I go find my goddamn patch cable. Slap the shit out of that computeristic Dick White and hang Chip Skipper by the balls with these horribly put away patch cords.
Yeah, we do have a lot of bad patch cords laying around here. We have a voicemail, I think.
Do we?
Yeah, I believe we do.
Well, you know, this is great, folks. We're going to call this. What's this? We got a voicemail.
You have one new and one old.
Oh my god! This is Dick White. Hey, she's a really hot chick, isn't she? Can I get her phone number, please? And I promise I'll come back and do a news report or something later. Hey, thanks, man. Give me a call. My number is, you know what? Just send an email message to Chip Skipper. That's chipcskipper@gmail.com. Thanks, bye.
Press 3 for
Did you get that? Do you have that?
Keep your paws off me. Go to hell.
Wow. So should we save the message? Did you write down the number?
Save that. For our archives.
1. Right. Save 2. Folder 9. Messages. Press 3 for advanced options.
Alrighty. Wow. So we had some Dick White action going on there.
Well, and Betty's scene. What, Betty, what was that?
Fuck you, Dick White. Keep your paws off me. Go to hell.
Wow.
Wow.
So Betty right there just, you know, she's not happy with that.
No, it doesn't sound like she is. It's a shame, but, you know, well, you know, those automated bots can be a little weird that way.
I know. But, folks, if, you know, we haven't plugged the website enough, please visit us. We're always at facebook.shyampa.info, or you can visit the blog at just shyampa.info. And you know what? We've got this really awesome, cool Morning Rush Hour show. I actually really like listening to it in the morning because I'll never know when I'm going to hit when I tune in.
I agree. I've been quite enjoying the Rush Hour.
Yes.
And so I'm eating pretzel bites.
Ooh, those onion something or other pretzel bites.
A honey mustard and onion pretzel bites.
Yes.
From Schneider's. I recommend any stoner go out and get some. These things are delicious. And they were only 99 cents at my...
They were only 99 cents. And in this economy, 99 cents is a godsend.
Exactly.
Because, you know what? At the local 7-Eleven, just buying a can of basic Campbell's chicken noodle soup...
It was like $3, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like $2.19.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everything is so fucking expensive. It's ridiculous.
That is insane.
Go to the grocery store and spend like $50 and walk out with a little bag of stuff and spend $50.
Now, I have to say, though, going to Whole Foods and purchasing, say, the granola, it's quite worth it.
Is it?
Yes. When you buy in bulk, you just get a much more...
Oh, yeah. Totally. Bulk. Totally. And we
you don't
have
to deal with the air in the package issue.
And we have a farmer's market here that works out pretty well.
Farmer's markets here are pretty much closed for the season because it is now winter, of course. But as we stated in the weather reports, it's been warm, folks. It's just not warm like 70 degrees, but it's been warm to say we're not getting a lot of snow. We're not getting a lot of precipitation, although we may get some over the next few days. Who knows?
Yeah. I was going to say it's been pretty... I don't know, I guess. Not so bad. What's the word I'm looking for here? Help me. It's been mild for you. It's been a mild winter for you guys
so
far.
It's been a modest winter, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Modest. That's a good one. Modest.
But it's something that, you know, I mean, I think what the Paris climate talks were this past week. Right?
Yeah. That was going on.
You know, just thinking about the fact that
What if we went through a winter with very limited amounts of snow and moisture? I mean, because I've got to imagine that that moisture does benefit the city of Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
So if we stopped getting that moisture, you know, how would our spring be?
It would probably be pretty shitty.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, because you need all that snow melt to water everything.
Right.
That's why you can grow such lush lawns and flower beds in states like Illinois and in the Midwest, where you have actually that freeze. Even in the Northeast, the same thing, where you get snow and that freeze, and then it all melts. It goes somewhere. It goes in the ground, and everything grows, you know. So
I mean, if you happen to be a climatologist, or if you're a horticulturist, and you just
have if you're just a cosmetologist.
If you're a cosmetologist, a puppetologist.
Is it the same thing as a puppetologist? I imagine, maybe. Sure, why not?
Give us a call at that. 313-327-8566. You can Skype us at shyampa.radio.
But that may break the internet. So you can try it. If you're listening live, you can try it, but it will break the internet, maybe. We're not sure. We don't know. We're running on rubber bands and paper clips here. And a hamster in a wheel.
Yes, but, you know.
And a little bit of database accessing.
Database accessing. I forgot about that. There we go. So is that a new device? Or is that the same device? Or is it just because the camera is better, I can actually now clearly see your device?
I believe it is the last option.
Okay.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. This camera on this is a nice camera. So, yeah, I think my other camera was just crappy and was just getting ready to
die out on you. Yeah.
I think so.
Technology does that. It does have a tendency to die out.
Oh, God, don't I know. Lordy, Lord, let me tell you, it makes my life hell.
I just have to imagine, though, like, okay, so it's 2015. 2020 is in 5 years. What's technology going to be like? Are we going to actually be using these machines that wow, how old will this machine that you've graciously provided for me, how old will this machine be?
How old it be? Probably 4 or 5 years old.
Wow, that's insane for computer times.
Yeah, but yeah.
So where do you see us using as far as technology and say,
well,
5-10 years?
It's obviously going to be more touch interactive, I think. I don't think we're going to see much increase in processing power. We're going to see an increase in processors per package. So instead of doing, you know, trying to get a faster computing speed, we're going to see more focus on multiple CPUs in a device in one package, which has been doing quite well.
So that'll give you more horsepower for your apps and
pretty much, yeah.
Things
yeah,
that are intensive.
Exactly. More memory. Obviously, memory is king, and battery life on anything. That's kind of the biggest hurdle. Once they find a good solution to battery life, I think once a good solution to battery life is found, I think we'll see a lot more rechargeable handheld devices.
Or, you know what, I think too, if there can be ways to make the technology that runs GPS or that runs Wi-Fi not be as power intensive.
No, that's true. That's true. Unfortunately, when it comes to like GPS and stuff like that, we're kind of limited with just the standard physics of the universe in terms of radio frequencies and such.
Well, how about screen technology?
Screen technology will probably see more of an improvement. Probably more organic LED, which is, you can find it. It's just really expensive still. That you're going to see more of that, more of the whole, I already saw when I went looking at cell phones a few weeks ago, already saw the whole thing with, the old curved screen. Samsung has that new curve thing. So, you know, now it's going to be a big thing now about bending the screen and molding it into these different shapes that are outside of the traditional cell phone design, the rectangle. I think that's really what we're going to be seeing next in terms of handhelds.
In terms of handhelds yeah. and computing. And so,
which yeah. the thing that it pisses me off, because I understand this whole screen thing, but most people put their devices in protective cases because they're expensive as fuck. So don't make something that has a wraparound screen if, A, you make it too thin or too light to really hold. Because there are some devices that when I hold them, I don't feel comfortable if they're not in a case. Just because they don't have a tactile feel like I have a good grip on it.
My Samsung Note 4 is an is
my Galaxy Tab is the same way. I can't use that thing outside of a case. Outside of a case, I feel like it's yeah.
Which, if you can see my video, is actually a curved phone.
I see that. I see.
It's an old phone. It's about 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but anyways, hey Anthony, I heard you have some meth, urine, dumb criminals, and nakedness in tonight's Florida news. What's going on?
I got a bunch. Let me get some of it up here. Hold on a moment. Let me hold on. Close you. We're gonna do that. Do that. Here we go. I should get a drink. This one. All right. This comes from the Naples. Our first naked story of the evening comes from the Naples Daily News. And I'm going to declare it naked season in Florida because we keep finding news stories of people doing stupid things in Florida while naked. Without further ado, here's your first naked story of the night. A Naples woman was peacefully sleeping inside her condo, dreaming of Royal Doulton teacups with hand-painted periwinkles when she was startled awake because she heard a loud noise and footsteps inside her home. When she opened her eyes, instead of seeing high-end dinnerware, she saw Kevin Kalelia standing naked in the doorway to her bedroom. She screamed out at the naked man, causing him to turn around and walk out. She, of course, called 911. When deputies responded to the scene, they found Kevin standing naked outside the building. When deputies asked Kevin why he was naked, he replied, "Because I lost my clothes at my house."
Okay, that sounds like dementia.
Reports say he damaged a wooden door frame trying to get into the condo. Kevin was arrested and faces charges of unarmed burglary and criminal mischief. An intake nurse at the jail said he acted strangely and may have been under the influence of an unknown substance.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, talk about blackout, too.
Oh, right. I know, right? All right. Ooh. Sorry, dinner is getting to me a little bit here.
Coming back to talk to you.
Yeah, we might have to jump to a quick break here, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
All right, give me a moment. Well, folks, we'll be back in a few moments. I'm just going to go ahead and start the break.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
All right, where were we? No. Let's do that one. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Folks, we're back. Sorry. We had to get up and stretch a little bit. We were getting a little jittery and we had to belch, and you know, you got to stand up and walk out around in the studio, and I couldn't do that.
We need new equipment. We need new furniture.
But that belch was just delicious. Okay. Yes. So, where were we? Okay, so we got the nakedness in the condo. All right, our second story of nakedness happens in West Palm Beach. A woman called 911 around noon on Sunday to report that a man had yelled out to her when she was crossing Village Boulevard in West Palm Beach.
Hey, you!
She turned around to see a man, later identified as Gil Medina, with his pants and underwear around his ankles and touching himself. I stopped and tried to get a photo with my iPhone, but my hands were shaking and I was not able to, the woman told investigators. Instead, she called 911 as Gil ducked into the nearby bushes. A trooper found Gil in the bushes near the southbound lanes of I-95 south of 45th Street. According to the reports, Gil was standing with his pants around his ankles and his underwear pulled down, and he was obviously masturbating. The woman identified as Medina, the man she saw touching himself, and Gil was arrested. He was booked and released from the Palm County Jail on Sunday and faces an indecent exposure charge.
I hope that's not the same Gil from Toppers.
Is Toppers in West Palm Beach?
No, I don't know where he's from.
I thought Toppers was in Washington. He was in Washington or Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
But broadcasting with Boston Free Radio. But anyways, go on. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Okay. So. We need to get some trail mix here. All right. So we've got the third story of the night. The third and final negative story happens in Fort Pierce, Florida. Robert Garcia, his wife, and her roommates were hanging out and drinking. For some reason, an argument between Robert and his wife developed, and he hit her in the head. Two roommates said they saw Robert hit his wife, and also managed to get accused of hitting one of the witnesses. So he hit his wife, and then he hit the witness. 911 was called. Clearly. When the police arrived, they saw Robert, described as naked and intoxicated, go out a back door. We do not know when Robert lost his clothes, so maybe the argument involved him that he had gotten naked. Did he get naked after he started hitting people in the head? There's a lot of nakedness here, but we don't know when it happened. And it's,
or was he wearing lead pants and lead shirts and lead socks and lead underwear?
Exactly. I mean, the whole question is what did this whole argument ensue while everyone was naked? Was this a naked party? Or I don't know. I'm curious. But this comes from Off the Beat with Will Greenlee. And it's a blog. So we'll just have to give it what it's worth. So anyway, so he hit a witness. They saw him. They ran out the back door. No clothes. He hopped a fence and tried to hide in some bushes, but police found him anyway. "I'm a drunken idiot," Garcia is quoted as saying when he was arrested. He also said that he couldn't recall what happened or where his clothes went. Robert was arrested on two battery-related charges and a resist officer obstruct without violence charge.
That'll get him a lesser sentence, of course.
Possibly. Very possibly. Oh, yeah. So that's your three nakedness stories of the evening. But we do have one more. We got some time, so we can percolate on this one.
Yeah.
We got about 4.5 minutes. I actually was short with the news this week. I couldn't find anything that was a really long story. I tried to slip a long one in there, but
okay,
most
first,
of the time,
what's
just
common in all these things? They're hiding in bushes. Now, okay,
was
I'm
the
thinking
first,
about
was the first one hiding in a bush?
Yeah, well, the one that was masturbating, he was hiding in the bush.
Yeah, the masturbating man was the first one that broke into the condo. They just said they found him standing naked outside the building.
Yeah.
And then they asked him why he was naked. So clearly he was just hanging out naked.
Right.
Yes, the second one involved a bush.
Maybe he thought he was in Eden.
I bet that's possible. And the third one also involved a bush. See, the third one's a little different, though, because he ran out of the house naked. And remember, his wife and two of their roommates were there in the house during this nakedness, and at some time and point there was arguments and people getting hit. But the question is, was he naked before or after all of this happened?
Well, I mean, he must have had to take off his clothes quick.
because, you know, he's trying to run and escape, right? Because all of a sudden,
well, I guess that's the other question. I'm like, I don't think getting naked helps you flee the police. I think it actually hinders you. Nothing stands out more than a naked person trying to hide somewhere.
They're so, jumping fence to fence, trying to get over, you know, houses. Or...
Oh my goodness, I know, it's just ridiculous. Oh my eyeballs. Yes. Ooh, hello. I mean,
the things that people do to get attention, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
People are trying to get some kind of attention, whether it's just... It's all a diversion, that's all I can say.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, I can go with that. No.
I like
when I'm
next,
done
though.
Chewing on my pretzel bites, I will finish the last story. And then we will go back into the break.
Yeah.
What were you liking?
I like this next story. This next story.
This is an interesting story. And I'm surprised. I would imagine this would happen more often, which is why you have to have a ticket. All right. So our final story of the night does not include nakedness, but does include Florida-style swindling. A New York couple staying at the Seagate Hotel and Spa in Delray Beach turned their rented white 2015 Mercedes-Benz, valued at $40,000, into the hotel valet on Saturday. 2 hours later, Douglas Arthur Middleton approached the valet at the hotel, claiming to be looking for his Mercedes. The bellman and a valet found a white Mercedes in the lot, showed the keys to Douglas, and asked him if they were his.
Why not?
Sure. Of course he said yes. Why the fuck not? They just handed you the keys to the car. When the couple tried to claim their rental car on Sunday, it was gone.
And they had the ticket, because they're claiming it.
Yes, 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 they did. Hotel surveillance video shows the valet delivering him the car.
Fired.
And Douglas driving away. Oh, definitely fired. Both the car and Douglas were easily found. The car had been towed to a lot in Brighton Beach after Douglas had been arrested for intoxication about an hour after leaving the hotel with the car. So he only got an hour out of it. And the question is, and they did not say anything in here, did the couple have to pay to get the car out of impound?
Yeah, I would think they shouldn't be responsible for any
of
that.
They shouldn't be, but most places will charge you for that.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Douglas, an unemployed resident of Orlando, was charged with larceny. A representative for the hotel cannot be reached for comment on
Tuesday. Well, you know who's going to be paying for it eventually is the citizens of Orlando.
Possibly. What's
your
logic?
Through just through eventually having to pay out lawsuits and extra taxes and increased fines. Just based off of all of these different things that may crop up of this nature.
Oh, it was in Delray Beach. That's not in Orlando. I'm sorry. Okay. The man was from Orlando, but the incident happened in Delray Beach.
Okay. Well, never mind. Then in Delray Beach, that eventually...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's why I was curious. Where is Delray Beach?
Would this be a Google search?
Possibly. And that it is. Delray Beach is... Oh, it's by Boca Raton.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty far south Florida. It's close to Miami. Huh?
It's almost Golden Girls territory.
Yeah, it is almost Golden Girl territory. Yeah, pretty much. It's quite a ways from Orlando, actually. It's probably about a good four or five hours from Orlando. So yeah, definitely. So, anyway,
wow.
I know, right? So that concludes your crazy news for this evening.
What a freaking dumbass world we live in, right, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Thank cannabis you are tuned into.
WEED Chiampa.
Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8. 5566, or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Patty. All right, we're going to go back to our originally intended vacation break, commercial break. So hang tight, folks. I will find the slider here somewhere.
Loop.
And yeah, exactly. And we'll go ahead and we're gonna go ahead and take care of some business for you, and then we will be back in 6 minutes and 53 seconds.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
If you walk out the door and you're a lady and you've got on one flat and one pump, consider yourself lucky. Another Wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe reporting the radio news about radio waves. The British Broadcasting Corporation reports about a new method of delivering data using the visible spectrum rather than the invisible radio waves. The British Broadcasting Company reports about a new method of delivering data that's been successfully tested using visible spectrum rather than invisible radio waves. So-called Li-Fi can deliver internet access 100 times faster than current Wi-Fi with up to 1 gigabyte per second. A standard LED bulb, an internet connection, and a photo detector are used by the Estonian startup company Velmini. The company's laboratory tests have proven theoretical speeds of 224 gigabytes per second. The company's chief executive Deepak Solanki predicts consumers will be using Li-Fi within 3 to 4 years. Professor Harold Haas from Edinburgh University first demonstrated the technology at a TED conference in 2011, showing how it does not interfere with other radio signals and uses a part of the radio spectrum, the visible waves, that's 10,000 times larger than where radio waves currently travel. Sunlight is Li-Fi's kryptonite, though, and it does not travel through walls either. So this is an end-of-the-line technology for large office buildings mainly. This is Time Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Beep, 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 boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, 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 boop.
When you say that, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say that, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say that, you said the word that means a lot to do it all. When you say that, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say fun, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say fun, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Hey,
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Have you ever tried to wake up your cat because you thought it was dead? You didn't want to touch the cat. You just kept calling its name over. Kitty. Kitty. Kitty, are you alive? And the cat doesn't move at all. So you say, okay, let me touch the kitty cat. Nope, the cat's alive. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom, give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Leave your wisdom, your name, and whether you'd like it to be broadcast on air.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hey.
Hey.
Do I have to press any buttons?
I don't know. Do you?
No. I don't think so. No buttons to push.
All right, well, that's good.
Except plug the website and ainfosradioforall.net. Make sure you listen to our Morning Rush Hour show, which is always at...
Oh, yeah. It's
Anthony?
Morning Rush Hour... Yeah, Morning Rush Hour starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 Central, and it runs until 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central in the morning. And then we have a new afternoon slot. Nobody's hosting it yet, but hopefully we'll get someone in the studio. It's on auto-tune right now. We get toppers between 4:30. No, I'm wrong. Yeah, between 4 and... Six. Between 4 and 6 is when Toppers is on in the evenings. Sometimes I look at military time and know right away, and sometimes just stare at it. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
So I will dutifully notate our schedule that we now have a new show, Toppers, between 4 Eastern and 6 Eastern.
That's a very good idea. That's a good idea. And yeah. I think I posted the schedule up on the website. I think it's there. I think there's a link on there as well.
But,
if you go to Chiampa.info,
yeah.
There's a thing that says Chiampa Broadcast Schedule up on the top, and you can look at it, and as our loyal listeners you are, you can see when we're on live, you can see the times for Toppers. I've been enjoying Toppers. Toppers, I only found limited content for Toppers.
I found lots of...
Okay, good. I might need you to kind of help. It's. I'll show you where it's at, but it's in a folder with the whole... it's in a separate folder?
There's tens and tens and tens and tens more, because that page just keeps going.
Okay. I might need your assistance with that, because I don't know where I was looking for it. I just kind of did a search somewhere, so I may not have searched the correct place.
Oh, well, I was at the radioforall.net.
Is there? Okay. I did not realize that was the Radio for All.
That's a Radio for All program.
See, I did not realize that was a Radio for All program. That will make it a lot easier, because the toppers we play during rush hour need to be in a separate directory from the toppers that get played during morning rush hour.
Gotcha. And, you know, his things
If you want, we can pull toppers out of the morning and leave toppers in the afternoon, or do you want toppers in the morning as well?
You know what? Toppers can come into the afternoon, because it's more of a, you know, it's like you're wanting to just relax and listen to something funny because you've had a really, really rough day.
No, understood.
So, yeah, we can, and I'll just, we'll find something that's more appropriately fitting for a morning show later.
Okay, no, that sounds good. That sounds good to me. But
so the afternoon will be a Toppers event.
Okay, that sounds good. I had a feeling that would work. Yeah, so go ahead and try to dump those toppers in the toppers thing.
Yeah. More toppers.
More toppers. Yeah, we definitely need more toppers.
You've been listening to a
a really interesting show tonight. We've been doing some technical things. We're getting our Skype back together. And we're at episode 25, which is really awesome.
Yeah, we did. We made it to 45, didn't we not?
45.
There's okay. Printer noise in the background.
I see four lights. I just watched a Star Trek episode where
Did you?
Brutally tortured by a Gull in the Cardassian army.
Okay.
And one of the things that the guy had was these lights, and he would turn them on real bright, and he would make Captain Picard tell him how many lights were there. And if he didn't say five lights, he would push a button, and Picard would just writhe in pain.
Ooh.
So anytime there's a situation where there's truths to be told, I just go, I see four lights.
I see four lights. That's interesting. Very good. I do have a question.
Sure.
And since we're talking scheduling on the air, why not? I forgot. Doesn't matter. Do you want... Oh, are you just totally over the indie music samplers? Completely?
I mean, I'll turn it on and I start to listen to it.
Do you want new indie music samplers? Do you want me... I have more. I can dump new ones in there and take the old ones out.
Yeah, let's... Yeah, I mean, not to say I don't like bluegrass and all that, but it just... It gets to be like, oh, go twang and dump my heart in a boat of acid and die. Because it sounds...
Well, we'll try newer ones. Let's try, like, let me include episode 357 through 300. How's that sound?
Sure.
Those are newer ones. They might sound a little bit better.
Well, and, you know, I wasn't sure, because I know you also mentioned, too, that you were checking the randomization report.
Yes, I have not gotten, I've looked at it, but I haven't gotten that far with it.
Got it.
Yeah, so
now some of the toppers that I download, they're going to be from a bit of an older period, like 2013, 2012.
That's fine.
So, yeah, I noticed one of his latest toppers edition, apparently he was sick. It was called Fill-in Cart Number 2 Warbly Semi New Music Program Cart. Cuz apparently he had to take some time off.
Oh wow, yeah.
So, I mean, he still does produce new things, but his last thing was November 15th, so I don't know what happened since then.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, we'll...
He'll be back. If you know anything about toppers, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Or you can visit us at facebook.chiampo.info.
Exactly. And if you've got a show that you think you want us to include in any one of our programming slots, you know, give us a jingle about it.
Oh, totally, totally.
Something that you want to listen to, because... If you want to listen to it, then you can probably guess we probably want to listen to it, too.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, you know, episode 25 is, it's a symbolic time. It's one of those milestones.
Is it a silver anniversary? What is it? Quite interesting. Yes, no, 25 is 45. We're doing 45, right? It's 45? Is that it? Is that how it works? Oh, it's 25, 45. So, no, 25, definitely. I mean, that's awesome. And you know, we still have a following, which that seems lovely. I'm very happy about that. And
so, have you and the significant other watched any interesting Netflix or watched any movies lately that are...
We've been trying to finish out Mad Men.
Okay.
The last season is finally just... They split the season in two parts. So we saw the first part of the last season. And then they just released the second part of the last season on DVD. Which I'm kind of irritated because, you know, they used to be really quick when you had DVDs. But it was used to be if you sent it in one day, you would get a replacement DVD within the next day. But now it seems, or within 2 days, but now it seems to be one of those situations where we're waiting a while for these things to come sometimes.
Huh. Now, I've subscribed on Netflix to the two DVDs a month plan.
I see.
So I'll get a DVD. Like, I just got one. I don't remember the movie name, but I'll hold it out until middle of the month. I'll watch the movie, and then I'll return it, and within, like, 2 or 3 days, I'll get the new movie.
Okay, okay.
And I'll do the same thing. Because, you know what? Just watching the streaming stuff in itself, there's so many different things. Like, for instance, I don't remember the title of this movie, but it was about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr.
Okay, okay.
Two people in our recent past that were movers and shapers and debaters of what we now deal with in politics today.
Okay, yeah.
The talking heads and, you know, the guys that basically berate each other and swear and all that bullshit. So yeah, there's all that kinds of stuff. Plus there's gay movies and there's comedies, and it's just amazing what you can get without cable.
Oh yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's exactly. And there's a lot of we've been liking the Chromecast. Yeah. I want to get one for the bedroom.
Okay.
Because I like to fall asleep with television on for some reason. It never used to be that way, but it's been that way for a few years now.
I had a period of time in my life that I needed television to fall asleep. It was like a comforting thing.
Yeah, something strange like that. So yeah, I just kind of fallen into that thing. So I'm running out of things on Netflix.
Now what I need to do though is when the television stops displaying that program, I need, you know, my beautiful pictures to start cycling through, because I think all of those images, even when you're sleeping, you still see them in a way.
Oh, I just, my TV just turns off. I got it on a sleep timer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is fine, because it shuts the DVD player off, the DVD player stops, and then it disconnects from Netflix and hangs up or turns off. So that proves to be very helpful in a lot of ways.
See, here at the Chicago studios, Betty sort of stole our remote control.
Really?
Well, she used it for, I don't know what she used it for, but so now I can.
She is a little bit of a whore.
Yeah, right? I mean, you were telling me the other day she was over there at that junction box. That was kind of weird.
I know, right? I don't know. We gotta find out what's going on with them, because her and Roger seem to be getting some trouble in the morning, and I don't know. There's Roger's some shit going on.
Is he been still doing his weirdness?
You mean shitting on the floor? Of course, that's what he always does. That's Roger, and we can't fire him because he suffers from some chronic shititis disease, and apparently it's okay to shit on the floor and not get fired. So yeah,
that is just completely insane.
I know, right? So
and
yeah,
if I could ever find the Joe Wisdom that would be appropriate for, I could believe it.
Well, let me know and I'll turn down this background track.
But you know, is this it? Yes, here we go, folks. At some point, here we go.
Hey, Betty here. A friendly public service announcement. When you are ready to pass feces and you are sitting on the toilet seat, be sure to place your ass cheeks centered with the opening in your body that passes feces, otherwise known as your buttholio. Anyway, place that hole careful over the opening in the toilet itself. Do not lean excessively or attempt anti-gravity maneuvers, as this can result in extensive cleanup requirements that this fill-in-the-blank entity cannot afford. Plus, no one wants to walk in on your leftovers, and your cleaning staff even has a clause in their contract that allows them to walk off the job if there is shit on the toilet seats. You can help me by calling 8133278566 and having a deeply intimate conversation with my voice unit. Press my buttons. I am waiting. We may play your wisdom on a future cast. In the meantime, aim for the hole, you moron.
Oh, I know, right?
Wow. Oh, we're on loop. We don't want that anymore, folks. what was this?
I looked down to watch my feet ruffle and shuffle in the fallen leaves that fell just yesterday in this forest. I'm ruffling and shuffling in and about. Hi there, Joe Wisdom here. I recently took some time to enjoy and be intense with nature. Walking here and there, stepping in mud over there, looking up to see a big spider in my face and hearing the sound of cicadas everywhere. My sanity hinged on whether that spider would crawl down on top of my head or not. Lie and lay, there, there, and there. What do? Then I get calm all of a sudden, and I feel good again about the place I'm in, and where I'm at in my head. However, there is only a short amount of time to be in nature. It seems to be all going away. It used to be bees came in the middle of summer, not the beginning of fall. But whatever. Planet Nancy often talks about decimation and destruction. And that's just what we're doing. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Do you? Call us at 813-327-8566 and leave us your wisdom. And we'll play it in a future cast. Till next time.
Ooh, I want to hear this one. This one we haven't heard of in a long time.
You know how they say the best part of waking up is that first cup of coffee? I don't think so. I say the best part of waking up is going to the bathroom and going pee, and then going right straight back to bed.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a jingle at 813.
I gotta find that music track. 8566.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere.
And whether you'd like us to broadcast.
That was a good track. So there you have it. There's some Joe Wisdom.
There you go.
Bit of slice.
Yes, it has been.
And it's amazing.
We will not try any more technical experiments on the air. That did not bode well. That was problematic.
You couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear you.
It was just a mess all around.
We figured it out eventually.
Oh, yeah. We got back to the original system.
Yes. And next time it'll be episode 26. And who knows? We could even potentially have a guest.
Ooh, who?
I have no idea. That's the fun part of this show, folks. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So, all right, folks.
Accessing database.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday. Stay tuned for This Way Out. And remember, Joe's Wisdom say to stay away from the closing and opening doors when you're on the CTAL train. You're all being idiots when you impede the doors. And clean your bong once in a while, bitches. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.